RNC to swarm battleground states with hundreds of staffers as election heats up. By Hannah Blow on January 24, 2020. The Republican National Committee, RNC, is expected to swarm battleground states with hundreds of additional staffers as the general election moves nearer, Politico reported on Thursday. The RNC is expected to deploy hundreds of additional staffers across 18 battleground states in the coming months. While the list of target states includes those Trump scored upset wins in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the RNC is also expanding its sights, targeting New Hampshire, Minnesota, and New Mexico. It is also planning to ramp up its presence in red states like Texas, Arizona, and Georgia, according to Politico. Politico reported. The deployment was confirmed by a party official briefed on the plans. With the new wave, the committee will have over 600 staffers spread out across the nation. Party officials, who noted they had already knocked on a million doors, said the canvassers would be promoting GOP candidates up and down the ballot. Republicans, who are expected to spend in seven figures to fund the deployment, are capitalizing on a vast resource advantage over Democrats. The RNC has taken advantage of the Democrats' partisan impeachment effort, hitting a fundraising record and reporting $20.6 million in November 2019 alone. Democrats' baseless impeachment charade has only served to bolster our base and attract more voters to our cause, and the result is another record-breaking fundraising month, RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel said in a statement to Fox News at the time. She continued. President Trump's policies made historic progress this month as well, with USMCA clearing another legislative hurdle, paid family leave secured for federal employees, and 266,000 jobs added to the economy, all while Nancy Pelosi's impeachment sham droned on. Trump's re-election campaign raised a hefty $46 million in the final quarter of 2019. According to Politico, Trump is developing a behemoth of a political operation. Last year, the Trump campaign and RNC raised $463 million combined and have roughly $200 million on hand. Coinciding with Trump's re-election campaign plans is the Conservative American Action Network's AAN, efforts to target House Democrats in vulnerable congressional districts. It is in the midst of a four-week, $2.5 million ad blitz targeting pro-impeachment Democrats such as Reps. Max Rose, DNY, Anthony Brindisi, DNY, Kendra Horn, DOK, and Matt Cartwright, DPA.